What do you call a trio of Silvari engineers? The Tree Musketeers. Welcome to Geekly News Desk for the week of October 9th, 2014. I'm Simon Atwell, and as always, I'm joined by...
Andrew Dupe.
Wow, what's with deep voice?
It's my intro voice.
Yeah, intro voice? But only for the intro, not for the whole show?
No.
That'd just be too much work?
Yeah.
Fair enough. I guess.
I was doing reading on how to podcast, and they say try a radio voice or an air voice. Or
radio voice. Like right. Bachman's in Dungeons and Dragons name drop.
Yeah,
when he does his review reading, his radio voice is fantastic.
Yeah, it's like movie announcer.
Yeah, it is more like movie announcer than radio voice, really.
But they also said that you don't have to, so...
Well, no, and also, that's a little over the top, Andrew. There's a radio voice, and then there's over the top. That was a little over much. That was going into the realm of movie announcer. Just low-energy movie announcer.
Aren't they the same?
What, radio voice and movie announcer?
Yeah.
No, not at all. Not even...
I got more learning to do.
Clearly. You're not a very learned individual. Wow, I did not say that sentence well at all.
That bit you in the ass.
It kind of did. I stumbled over words and made myself look stupid while attempting to call you stupid.
I think there's a word for that.
Oh, probably. I don't know. Probably. There's a word for everything. What isn't there a word for? Oh yeah, I saw that too, what you just added to the notes, and I forgot to add that to the notes myself. Yeah. That's like the third thing you put in the notes, and I was like, oh yeah, I saw that and meant to throw it in.
So the notes were a little delayed today because I was sick, and it's my birthday. Happy birthday, me.
Oh yes, it is your birthday today, your actual birthday today.
Yeah,
even though we celebrated your birthday, yours and Rachel's, last Saturday.
The fusion birthday.
Fusion, huh?
Fusion,
huh? Should have made you guys do the fusion dance next year. Next year.
Would have been scary.
Would have been terrible and uncoordinated and hilarious, actually.
I think it's that hard to coordinate.
Yeah, no, but I'm just... You're uncoordinated.
I could do a fusion.
Sure.
You underestimate my fusion skills.
I probably underestimate the amount of times you've watched Dragon Ball Z, actually.
Yeah. Probably that too.
Almost definitely that. Alright. Let's jump into news.
News.
Moofiness.
Moofiness.
So Marvel has officially announced the release dates for Guardians of the Galaxy. And I did say dates on purpose. Because November 18th of this year, we get digital 3D and digital HD. So I guess they probably have an online store, or maybe through iTunes or something. You can buy the movie online only, digital HD, digital 3D, November 18th. And then December 9th, we get digital SD. I have no idea what SD is in this context.
Standard definition?
Oh. Then why wouldn't that come out with the other two? That's weird.
I don't know. They're putting a big push on the HD. Like, in the physical releases, you get the bonus stuff only with the Blu-ray copy.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's, DVD doesn't come with all the extended crap.
That's generally why I buy combo packs, because I want the extra special features for movies I actually give a damn about. I buy the Blu-ray versions mostly because I want the extra special features.
Yeah, but or I mean, usually they'll include some of them, but this one you have to just get the Blu-ray.
Yeah, usually the Blu-ray just has a bunch more, and the DVD has like a quarter of them. Mind you, in an effects-heavy film like Guardians, I'd probably buy the Blu-ray anyway, because it would actually matter. Like, Pacific Rim, I bought on Blu-ray, because it's effects-heavy. The Blu-ray will actually make a difference. Yeah,
whose birthday it is today, too?
Who's? Oh, Altar. Yes. Is it really? It's, who else? I got... Shit, I need to check my email. It's, oh, Scott Bakula's birthday. I got an email from ThinkGeek. Celebrating Scott Bakula's birthday today.
He's like my third favorite Star Trek captain.
After Picard and Kirk?
Yeah. Because it's hard to beat those guys.
A little bit. Technically, Sisko's not a captain. So he's not even really in the running. He's Commander Sisko. He commands a space station. He does not captain a ship.
Take that, Deep Space Nine.
I don't know where in the rank. I don't know military ranking well enough to know if that's lower than a captain.
But it's lower because it's Deep Space Nine.
Mass Effect tells me that it is, because Commander Shepard answers to Captain somebody else in the first game. Captain Anderson.
Yeah.
And Commander Shepard is under him, so clearly Captain is above Commander, I guess. But
he's also a Spectre, so he also answers to no one.
He wasn't a Spectre at the beginning of Mass Effect 1. That's why I specified 1. Because he was Commander the whole time. He was only a Spectre after that planet that you start on in 1. Whatever it was called. Anyway, that's not important. Neither is Star Trek Captaincy. Guardians. So also on December 9th, we get the digital SD, the 3D Blu-ray combo pack. So 3D Blu-ray plus non-3D Blu-ray plus digital copy. And regular, like, not combo pack, and DVD and on demand. That all comes out December 9th.
Can't wait.
So, realistically, despite the fact that all the headlines that I saw were Guardians of the Galaxy release dates announced for November 18th. It's digitally. It's technically true, but it's not really true. It's one of those things. Because physical copies come out almost a month later. So I'm saying it's half a lie, and I don't like it. I don't like being half lied to.
Only full lied to?
Yeah, give me a whole lie or nothing at all.
No half measures here.
No half measures. Wasn't that a Breaking Bad thing?
Probably.
I'm pretty sure I saw.
He's been watching Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay.
Recently,
I enjoyed that show.
I used to watch it, you know, back when it was relevant, but now I just can't deal with it. So the last thing I saw was Breaking Bad.
Bryan Cranston?
I just picture Bryan Cranston with his mustache, just that character being that dad. I can't deal.
Malcolm in the Middle was, like, okay. I didn't really like it, but I didn't hate it. It was okay. And I haven't actually seen Breaking Bad yet, but I think I recall a Scott Johnson poster that was titled No Half Measures with somebody from Breaking Bad, because he was pretty obsessed with Breaking Bad for a while. Not nearly as obsessed as he was with The West Wing when he was rewatching that on Netflix.
It's a weird thing to be obsessed with.
Crazy obsessed with it. It was weird listening to his podcasts when he was on his West Wing kick, because anything that was even remotely related to somebody who did something with somebody who was in the West Wing, it got there. It was as bad as we are, but just all related back to the West Wing. It was weird. Anyway, moving on to the next actual news point. Paul Feig has confirmed over Twitter some information that was rumored about Ghostbusters 3. One that he is in fact directing it and making it, and it will be a female cast. And he's writing it with, I've lost her name, Katie Dippold. And yes, it will be hilarious. It will star hilarious women, according to Paul Feig. So,
So probably that chick from Bob's Burgers. She's in like everything.
I haven't
That
actually,
voice.
I haven't seen Bob's Burgers. I don't know. I'm assuming you're talking about the mother, but I don't know who it is.
Not the mother. It's
Oh,
the
cool.
chick with the bunny ears.
I also don't know who that is because I still haven't seen the show. But
He's hilarious.
looking it up on IMDb right now. Kristen Shaw. Yes? Louise?
I'm looking it up. Yeah.
It's got. Oh, wait. It's got. If it's a woman, it's gotta be Kristen Shaw. As the
Yes.
rest of the Belcher cast are all voiced by men. Unless this Eugene is a woman, because I can't really see. Nope, that's a man. Kristen Shaw, she's great. She was in Flight of the
She's in a lot
Conchords.
of things. I just
Yeah.
can't remember.
She Flight of the
She's
Conchords
hilarious.
is where I first saw her. Yeah, she's pretty hilarious.
I hope she's in it.
I actually thought when you said it, though, that mean it'll star, I thought you were gonna say, what's her name? Melissa McCarthy, I think, is that who it is?
Yeah.
She's in
She's
all
funny.
sorts of things now. I'm not a huge fan, but she's very, very popular as a female comedy actress right now.
And a
So
comedian.
I don't know if she does she do jokes like stand up.
Yeah, I saw something with her on Netflix.
I didn't know that.
Sarah Silverman too.
Yeah, I haven't seen Sarah
I don't know if
Silverman
I'd
do
see her in
anything.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I haven't seen her do anything in like years, a few years.
Last thing I remember is School of Rock.
She was in School of Rock.
Yeah, she was
Remember her in School of Rock.
his roommate, Jack Black's roommate's
Oh,
like
wife?
wife.
Really? I don't remember. I mean, I remember that character, but I don't remember what she looked like at all.
It's okay, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Not know the
Also,
names of anyone, but know all this crap.
I'm looking up Bob's Burgers. I now realize that that Archer joke they made, that it actually makes sense.
Or he was Bob's
Where he is
Burgers.
Bob's Burgers and he was Bob and
Yeah.
the same guy voices Bob and Archer. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
When I was watching Archer on Netflix, I was like, this is weird. Is this just like because it's a weird mix of throwing Archer in it? No, it's because he voiced Bob. And now it's much more funny and makes more sense. Yep. The things you get when you actually know things. Imagine that.
So
All
this is my
right.
number. That's my number one pick. Is,
Kristen Shaw?
damn, what's her name?
Kristen Shaw.
Yeah,
Isn't she
she's
on
my
the
number one pick
Daily?
for this movie.
Isn't she on the Daily Show now? She
Yeah, I don't know.
was. She was at least a couple years ago. I haven't watched the Daily Show in a while though, so I don't really know anymore. Anyway, move on to our next bullet point for movies. There's a teaser trailer out there onto YouTube's for Pixar's Inside Out. And as I said, it's only a teaser trailer, so it's a very small sort of tonal, not really tonal, but like it gives you a kind of idea what the movie's gonna approximately be about, like what the general about it is gonna be. But it does this weird thing at the beginning that, because it's about, it seems like the emotions inside this girl,
Oh,
like emotions
yeah, I've seen this.
personified. So there's a joy and a sadness and an anger and a scared and disgusted or something. And they all have personality, they're all like individual characters. So at the beginning of the teaser, they show like clips from previous Pixar movies. Like, we all have emotions, joy, and then they show a couple of joyful things from Pixar movies, anger, and they show, Pixar characters being angry. It's just really, it's actually a really effective teaser trailer. I like it, and it should be watched. And it's Pixar, so we all know it's going to be fantastic, right?
Yeah.
So we will link to that teaser trailer in our show notes, and you should all watch it because it's good.
Just for you, because we love you. We love you, viewers. And by viewers, I mean
I
listeners.
mean, they could be viewers. I mean, technically, they look at the show word at least once when they hit play or
Is
download,
true.
so that makes them view, I guess. Anyway,
One
next
part
poll.
viewer, one part listener.
More like one part viewer, nine parts listener. It's out
Right.
of 10. Anyway, let's go to the
Okay.
next bullet.
Okay. Dead Snow 2, Red vs. Dead.
Have no idea what
This
this
is
is.
Dead Snow 1. It's like a, I don't know, Norwegian, Scandinavian, European
You're getting
movie.
broader every time.
Yeah, European, that's safe.
Norwegian was very specific, Scandinavian a little less so, and then European, the whole continent, somewhere.
It's a horror movie, kind of comedy, about Nazi zombies
Nazi
in the snow.
zombies. That's like the only reason I buy Call of Duty games when they're on sale. It's for Nazi zombies.
So these kids are like in a,
Oh,
what do they call it?
Jesus.
Lodge, like a ski lodge. And they find this gold and they take it, but it was Nazi gold. And then the Nazi zombies come to take it back. And now they just are chasing this one guy. And the last movie ends with him driving away. And this movie picks up after that, where the Nazi zombies are still after him.
Course they are. He's got their gold.
Yeah.
Gold.
Ooh.
I'm
But more
looking.
Nazi zombies.
I looked this up on IMDb. I'm looking. This has got to be Scandinavian. Look at those names.
Yeah.
Writers: Stig Freud Henriksen, Vigur Hole. Those have got to be. I mean, it's at least written by and stars Vigur Hole, Oran Gamst, Martin Starr. It's fairly normal
Yeah,
North
they use
Americans.
the like Scandinavian looking letters, so
Martin Starr was born in Santa Monica, California. But there's no way Oren Gamst was born in California. Known for his work in Dead Snow 2, Dead Snow, and Kill Buijo. Yeah. I'm gonna say you were probably safe with saying Scandinavian. Just
yeah.
judging on names. Ingrid Haas.
Ingrid alone.
Ingrid Haas, Halvard Holman, Christopher, because it's KR and two Fs, so it's Christopher.
Christopher.
Christopher Hjolmer. Oh, it has Amrita Cherry in it. Sold. I love Amrita
Oh
Cherry. She's
no, the
great.
Nazi zombies are coming.
Oh God, I just found the best. The guy who plays the priest has the best name. Bjarte Djostheim. Bjarte Tjo with a line through it. STHEIM. It's great. I love Scandinavian names. Oh, look, Hesper Sundnes. Sundnes.
Stunfless.
He plays Nazi Doctor, because it's a K. Doctor. Nazi Doctor. I get why Amrita Cherry is in it. She's, I believe, fluent in Norwegian or. What's the other country that borders Norway? They have technically.
Scandinavia.
Scandinavia is not a country. It is a group of three or four. Norway and Denmark, I believe, are both up there. She's fluent in, I believe, Norwegian.
Denmarkian.
At TIFF last year, we went to see a movie starring Amrita Cheria, which was a foreign movie, all in Norwegian, subtitled. It was good, really heavy, but good, very good. Andrew
It was heavy, man.
Amrita Cheria, you might recognize as one of Daenerys's handmaidens from Game of Thrones. That's where I first saw her. And then she did a couple of things that what else did she do that I saw? Like
A
Hell of
cheerleader? Did you ever cheerleader?
Cheerleader?
Yeah.
What cheerleader? What the fuck are you talking about? What cheerleader?
Trying to think of handmaids of Daenerys that I know. One of them was a cheerleader and something else.
Oh, no.
I don't remember what, because every cheerleader movie just blends together in my mind.
No, not the one. I guess we'll say spoilers if you haven't watched Game of Thrones season 2, I think. Is that where she there Daenerys is in the city with the guy who tries to marry her? Who wants to marry her, but she's
The
like, no.
rich dude?
Yeah, the rich dude. Where they lock him in the vault at the end. Or
Do they
is
lock the
not
handmaiden
not
in
the
too?
handmaiden they lock in, but the handmaiden who dies is in fact the one who, that Amrita Cheria plays.
Don't remember.
Well, she's great. You should look her up. Good luck spelling her name. She's great. But she did not die in the book. So it was very strange. I was like, why would you just. It seems like a random person to kill off. Just one of the handmaidens. Because she actually says other things. Like in the Dance with Dragons, or whatever, the fourth book, she has lines that are still. Eerie was her name, I believe. And she still has lines. Which, I mean, I guess you
Spooky.
just give to another handmaiden, but it just seemed a very strange person to kill off.
I mean,
Anyway.
Star Wars killed off two of Padme's handmaidens.
Okay, but there weren't books that Star Wars was based on where the person was already was continued to be alive, is what I'm saying. She didn't die in the books and she died in the show. It just seemed a strange thing to change. Anyway, that's not really important.
Everything's important.
Norwegian Nazi zombie movie. It's out there somewhere, as of a few days ago.
Nazi zombies. Yep,
Nazi
the second
zombies?
one. Follow up to the first one. I've seen the first one and it's pretty great. So I
Wait,
recommend it.
you watched. I'm assuming that was in subtitles.
Don't remember.
It just doesn't seem. I mean, it's not like a big budget movie, like a studio movie. So it doesn't seem like something that would get dubbed.
You could dub anything.
I suppose you could have just had some random person's dub. I guess. That makes much more sense to me than you watching a movie that was subtitled. I don't
Like
believe.
subtitle movies.
I don't believe that you do unless they're kung fu movies.
What's the difference?
There are lots of subtitle movies that are not kung fu movies.
Not a French movie. Yeah, subtitles.
That was Grant's fault, though. I assume you're talking about the Le Coriste.
Yeah, but I mean, I saw it
That's.
without being at the Javagern when it was playing.
Yes, probably still Grant's fault,
But I wanted to watch
though.
it, so.
Oh. Well, that kind of changes things, I guess. Anyway, let's go to the next movie bullet right now.
Cultured, I swear.
No, you're not. Talk about the next movie.
The next movie in our list is,
the next movie
Venom
means.
and Carnage was, like, announced in August.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 4th. And now it's probably dead. And Spider-Man Amazing 3 has been pushed back.
Spider-Man like Amazing 3.
Yeah.
It's definitely the
old. Third Amazing Spider-Man was pushed back until 2018.
Yeah. I know. I was just making fun of you for the order in which you said the words. Spider-Man Amazing 3.
Not
Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Because it's not amazing.
Your face is not amazing. So there. I actually haven't seen any of the Amazing Spider-Man movies. So I have
seen the first one.
I have no real opinion on it yet. You know, I think it's on Netflix. I just haven't got around to watching it.
I still recommend it.
Because there's... I mean, I intend on watching it eventually. I just... I think there's a problem. I mean, every... there's a problem when things are on Netflix, because you're just like, I could just watch that whenever I wanted to. I don't have to watch it now. I could just wait. I could watch it later.
To watch it whenever I want.
Exactly. That's what I do all the time. I go... I could watch it now, but I mean, it's Netflix. I can just watch it whenever the hell I want. So I'll just find something else.
Take it off, like Battlestar Galactica.
What? What about Battlestar Galactica?
Not on Netflix anymore.
Oh, it's not?
No. Got taken down early this month.
I saw something on the Netflix. I don't know if it was on the PlayStation one or if it was on the computer UI, because the UIs are obviously completely different. The Xbox and the Wii and the PlayStation and the computer UIs, every one is different than the other one. It's really stupid.
Right.
But one of them actually had, like, is leaving in on this date or whatever. Like, they actually had takedown dates on the picture of the show or movie or whatever. And I thought that is, you know, helpful, good, it's a good idea.
Handy,
yeah, because they don't usually do that. They have it somewhere, like there's a list out there. They'll have dates that they'll get taken down if, you know, they have dates that they're going to get taken down. They're out there on the internet somewhere, but it's not usually easy to find right there on the Netflix page.
I didn't even know they did that.
What?
I thought they just had all of the Netflix forever.
No, it depends on the... sometimes it depends on the deal they've worked out with the, what is the company that handles distribution? Distribution is the word I was trying to think of. Cause it's,
I can think of his publisher.
Is it? Yeah, that's what that was the word that popped into my head. I was like, that's games and not even the right thing.
Yeah. But
the distribution.
Still accurate.
The distribution company. Sometimes, depending on their deal, they only have it for a limited time. Sometimes Netflix just takes things down for a while so that people who really, 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 really want to see it have to subscribe to their disc one. Because sometimes they'll have it on disc, but they won't have it on online.
Right.
Because they still do discs through the mail.
Because why?
And, yeah, so sometimes they take it down because they make more money if you up your subscription to also include a certain amount of disc rentals a month. It's devious, but sometimes they do it. Sometimes, though, it is just they only have it for, like, 5 years. So when the 5 years runs out, they gotta negotiate a new deal. And if they don't make a new deal by the time the 5 years runs out, nope, it's off Netflix.
I wonder where it happens to sell those discs if they took one away from their catalog. Like a huge garage sale?
That reminds me, speaking of a huge garage sale, did you hear that apparently Amazon.com is going to be opening a brick and mortar store in New York?
That's the kind of free shipping that I want.
Yeah, I get you order it and you can pick it up at their brick and mortar store. Or you can go in and buy things there, I guess, as well. And you can return things there. I don't know how
Canadian.
I know you can return things to Amazon.ca, but I don't know how. I know they have a thing that's like click here for returns, but I've never done it, so I don't know. Like, do they say
Depends on
no?
the store and stuff.
Yeah, but if
You're
it,
buying directly from
yeah, if
Amazon
you're going
or
directly from
if it's
Amazon,
guaranteed.
do they like send you a box and you just put it back in the box and send it off?
Usually they'll send you a label.
Oh, you put it in your own
Put it in
box
your
and
own
send it
box.
off. That makes much more sense than sending an empty box. Venom Carnage? Did we have anything else to say about that besides that it is canceled?
I am
And
sad.
Spider-Man is pushed back?
I'm sad that it's canceled, but glad that we got a Deadpool movie. So, you know what?
That's true. Count your blessings, I suppose.
It's a win.
Yep, it's a big win.
All in all, that's a win.
Yep.
None of them are owned by Disney, so that's overall a loss.
Yeah, overall, the fact that they're not controlled by Marvel Disney is not as good as if they were controlled by Marvel Disney.
Because Marvel Disney is marvelous.
Oh, I hate you. That's terrible. You're the worst. You're the opposite of Batman. Anyway, we'll move on to the TV news now. Although, okay, you've caught up on Doctor Who, right? You watched the one with the Blitzer, the not the latest one, but the last one with the Scovox Blitzer, the caretaker. Did you catch the Community reference in that episode?
No.
When he's when Clara is teaching and he's like, climbing up a ladder outside the window. And he's like, "That's wrong. Whatever book is published in, like the year before she had written on the board or something." And she's like, "Oh, how do you know? Did you go pick her up and have an adventure and one from some Blogons with her?" Blogons were what the Inspector Spacetime thought. That was the Inspector Spacetime Daleks. And when we were watching it, I was like, I'm pretty sure I actually sat up because we were lying down. I sat up and I was like, "Blogons, that's Community." I was super excited about
Inspector
it.
Spacetime on Doctor
Yeah,
Who.
I was super
No
excited about the
way.
reference because it was fantastic. Was the best. Best thing that happened in this
That's
so far
crazy.
fantastic season. So,
I'm excited for this next episode.
I don't remember what the next episode is supposed to be. Oh, the Oriental Express? The
Yeah, the
Orient
mommy on the
Express?
train.
Yeah.
Your space.
Space train. Anyway,
They
that's
just
not
make all the
English.
old stuff happen in space and then it's Doctor Who.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what they did with the Titanic.
Titanic.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not news. Not news. Not a TV news, but it is fantastic.
But highly Gweekly.
Yes. Yes, it is. Anyway.
Still fits a brand.
Our brand? Are we worried about our brand? Ugh.
That was a goof for Turks
I've.
and Dragons.
Yeah.
Name drop.
I've been. Listen, I listened to the latest episode, which I do believe, of course, Laning said something about their brand, because he always does.
Never not.
Exactly. And I've also been listening to the Random Encounters feed. So I listened to the end of the Shadowrun, their Shadowrun playthrough, I think, yesterday, and I started their Firefly. Well, their Firefly themed Fate playthrough, because apparently you can't get your hands on the Firefly RPG, at least not, you know, the actual physical book. You can't get your hands on it anymore.
It's not one of them at J&J's. I don't remember which one.
About a Firefly one?
Yeah.
I have a PDF of the Serenity RPG. I don't know if there's two RPGs or if there's just everybody just calls the one that's technically called Serenity the Firefly RPG. Because
Yeah, tough to say.
the PDF that I have says based on the screenplay written by Joss Whedon. And I was like, so this is based technically off the movie universe, which is the same universe. So I don't really know if it matters that it's technically Serenity and
Semantics.
not Firefly. Oh, but I was listening, I was working, so I was listening as I worked, and they were talking about starting their Firefly, and Thrifty says Josh Whedon. And I literally, I just go, no! Luckily, I work fairly alone, so and in a noisy warehouse, so there's no way nobody else heard me. But I literally said it fairly loudly out loud. And then there was a pause on the a bit of a pause on the actual podcast before Tim was like, you mean Joss? And somebody else was like, yeah, Joss. He goes, I said that. And I go, no, you said Josh. He goes, oh, whatever. I meant Joss. I was like,
There's no whatever.
that is a big no-no. That is lose your credibility. Josh Whedon. Lose your
It's like saying
credibility.
Keith Smith.
Keith Smith?
Yeah. Oh,
How
God.
did we get. Oh, brand. That's how we got there.
Yeah.
You. Anyway, let's actually get into the first TV bullet news. Which
My birthday, I get all the tangents.
is, I guess, it is your birthday. The first bullet is the Flash has cast the other half of Firestorm.
This I thought was pretty cool.
Which I first saw this, it just said Firestorm is cast in the Flash or something. I was like, didn't we already talk about this? Like, I could have sworn we talked about Firestorm already. Not thinking Firestorm has two personalities, because, he's amalgamated. Originally in some sort of like nuclear accident. Obviously, in the Flash show, the two characters would become amalgamated into one due to the particle accelerator explosion. So the other half of Firestorm, Dr. Martin Stein.
Dr. Martenstein.
Martenstein. Victor Garber has been cast as Dr. Martenstein. Victor Garber is a Canadian actor, and he's fantastic. I remember him in Alias, and I know I've seen him in a dozen and a half other things. I can never remember him. I only ever remember Alias.
With Garner, right?
Yeah.
Jennifer.
Victor Garber has no relation to Jennifer Garner, besides the fact that they were both in Alias, and he actually played her father in Alias,
It's
which
kind of
is
funny.
strange considering the similarity of their last name. All right, he was in Republic of Doyle for like five episodes. That was great. Web Therapy, Deception. He was in Argo. Flashpoint. No, he's got a huge, huge list of IMDb credits. He was in Frasier for an episode, a couple episodes of Outer Limits. It's a long list. Yeah, fantastic Canadian actor, been doing it for years.
Acting.
Acting, yes. Acting. He's born in London, Ontario, not that far from here. So, as you may remember, I don't know, a couple months ago, Robbie Amell was cast as Ronnie Raymond, the other half, the not full of himself scientist half of Firestorm.
Right.
So I don't know how, like, what they're gonna do with the two, like, if they're gonna literally switch bodies kind of deal, like Victor Garber loses consciousness in a hallway and Robbie Amell wakes up in that hallway kind of deal, or if it's gonna be like an internal inside their head thing. That's because
Good
they are
question.
one person now, so I don't know how they're doing that with two actors. Or if one's going to be a voice in the head kind of deal. Mind you, this season already is going to be a little weird due to Brandon Routh's character being, basically Ant-Man, but without the ants, just the shrinking. That's what his character does. He shrinks and becomes extremely, extremely small, which has never been done in live action before. They've done it in animation, but they've never done that character in live action for DC. So, that's gonna be two things that nobody's really sure exactly how they're gonna do it until we see it. So,
So we'll know more when you know more.
yeah, And Victor Garber is fantastic and Canadian, so that doubly makes me even more interested. Because, as we know, I love Canadian actors and entertainers in general, mostly.
Pretty much.
But, also, this all came out in the same day. I think it was yesterday, the day before. Three things about The Flash. Also, cast in The Flash has been the Pied Piper slash Hartley Rathaway. That is the character. Andy Mientis, who was apparently in Smash. I've never seen Smash, but I've heard it was pretty good. Has been
Smash
cast as
Bros.
the Pied Pipers. No, not Smash Bros. Smash. They're like trying to make a Smash hit musical or something, I believe. So Hartley Rathaway worked at Star Labs until he had a falling out with his mentor Harrison Wells, who was played in The Flash by Tom Cavanagh, who is also a great actor, not Canadian, but fantastic actor. At least I don't think he's Canadian. When the particle accelerator exploded, he lost his hearing, Hartley Rathaway, which inspired him to create sonic weapons. And then hurt Harrison Wells by attempting to destroy his new protege, Barry Allen, slash The Flash. And apparently, I don't know how much this is going to come up in this show. I just kind of hope it's not something they tack on there because it's there and they can. But apparently, the Pied Piper is one of few openly gay characters in DC, and they say the television series will not be shying away from that part of the character. Now, I haven't read a lot of Flash, so I don't really know how the character is openly gay. I mean, as a villain, it's really strange because you don't tend to get a lot of characterization from the villains.
Yeah.
I mean, except for the big time, super iconic, even people who don't read comics knows who this villain is. You know, you get a lot of
Joker.
characterization for like the Joker or somebody because he's huge. But for other people, you just kind of like, yeah, they're a villain. They come, they do the thing.
They're dicks. We don't like them.
Although that, I suppose, has changed in the past few years because the whole medium of entertainment in general has sort of mostly gone to everybody needs to have a real character behind them, and they can't just be, yeah, they come, they do their thing, they're gone.
Yeah. Everything's gotta have some amount of depth and meaning.
Which is good. It generally overall makes for a better story, so I'm certainly not complaining.
It doesn't always work.
No, that's why I said generally, mostly, or whatever I said, because sometimes they try too hard and make it really bad.
Try so
But
hard and they get so
sometimes get
far.
so far, but in the end,
It just doesn't even matter.
doesn't even matter. That worked so well for that. Anyway, last piece of Flash news, which I almost didn't put in because technically it's a leak, but it's a leak of
It's
images.
news.
It's a leak of images, and it's about the Reverse Flash, which one, Ado was going to show up eventually, and Ado we only knew was in the universe because actually when they introduce Barry Allen, they say, because the Reverse Flash, this is, a lot of people have used the term evil speedsters have always been called the Reverse Flash. That's not technically their name. This Reverse Flash is probably Professor Zoom, because he's the costume of Professor Zoom.
I
And
love
also,
that.
hmm?
I love that, Professor Zoom.
Professor Zoom, it's a terrible name.
It's amazing.
And also, Professor Zoom was the one in Flashpoint and the one who killed Barry Allen's mother. Which this Barry Allen has already explained how his mother was killed. He came downstairs. He heard something downstairs. He came downstairs. He saw like a flash of light circling around his mother and killed her, which was the Reverse Flash, Professor Zoom. It's a known Flash story point. It's a big point actually in the Flash story, which is why in Flashpoint, when he goes back in time and saves his mother, everything changes because he doesn't become the Flash. Because his mother's alive. Anyway,
Flash, you ruined everything.
Professor's. Yeah,
Even
it's actually
yourself.
funny. In Flashpoint, he goes back in time again to stop himself from going back in time the first time and saving his mother. It's really weird.
God. How many
Flashpoint. Flashpoint is
disguise, am I
great.
right?
Flashpoint is great, but time travel, man. Time traveling speedsters, man. Anyway. Which actually is exactly what Professor Zoom is. Professor Zoom, Eobard Thawne. In his first iteration, he's a criminal from the 25th century who found a time capsule containing the Flash's costume. And then he uses a machine to amplify the speed energy in the suit, which is what the Flash uses to go fast, speed energy.
Okay, if you
Yeah,
say so.
that's what they say. So, and this provides him with the abilities of the Flash as long as he's wearing the costume. And then the machine reverses the colors because it does.
Because he's evil,
Because he's
so
evil,
damn
yeah.
it.
Which, I believe I linked in the show notes the pictures. Yes, I did. Which this costume is the colors of. That is the Professor Zoom colors. The yellow on top. Well, it's actually, I think, all yellow. The yellow on top, black on the bottom is a bit different. But the black and red lightning instead of the red and yellow lightning on the chest,
He's very yellow.
it's the reverse. Yeah. Also pointed out by somebody, maybe this guy who on the Bleeding Cool. The large gold ring. He looks like he has a big gold ring on his finger. In not the original, but the revamped continuity of Professor Zoom, which makes a little more sense. That Barry Allen used a ring to keep his costume in, like it was like vacuum sealed effectively in a big ass ring. And Professor Zoom basically had one of his rings, except it was Professor Zoom's costume in it, which is basically, I think, still Barry Allen's costume. Anyway, in the revamped continuity, that makes a little more sense. Professor Zoom was a scientist. He was a fan of the Flash. Like his story again, still in the future.
With a name like Professor Zoom, you don't have a choice.
Big fan of the Flash, and he gained super speed by replicating the accident that caused the Flash to become the Flash.
Science, right?
Science. And then he undertook surgery to make himself look like Barry Allen, travel back in time to meet him, but Thawne went crazy because he found out he was going to become a villain because traveling time, right? So he became a villain because he went
Damn
crazy
it, I
about
wish I wasn't evil.
So I'm going to go
I'm
crazy and
evil.
become evil. Yeah.
Oh, timey-wimey stuff.
Timey-wimey. So instead of speed energy in the suit, he recreated the experiment. But speed energy is still the thing that Flash uses. It's the thing that allows him to use the cosmic treadmill and go back in time. Yes, cosmic treadmill. DC is the fucked up terms, man. Comics, actually. Comics is full of fucked up terms.
Yeah,
In
just best at it.
the shit, what is the Mortal Kombat style video game that's awesome with DC?
Mortal
Injustice?
Kombat versus DC
Injustice.
or Injustice? Okay.
Injustice. Yeah, I said Mortal Kombat style, but I meant Injustice.
Well, I mean, that's Mortal Kombat style.
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to get to when they're trying to get to the other universe or get them back from the other universe, those heroes who went there. When they show him on the Watchtower running on the cosmic treadmill. I don't think they call it out by name, but he's definitely using the cosmic treadmill to try and get the energy up to be able to break through the barrier between these parallel universes or some sciencey shit. He's definitely running on the cosmic treadmill.
Oh, DC.
Because cosmic treadmill, man, it's the best. I love their terms. I really do. But yeah, I have a link in the show notes to the images, from what looks to be a fight between Reverse Flash and Flash, and it looks like Barry Allen's getting his ass kicked, at least in all these pictures. So,
Of course.
link in the show notes if you want to look at that.
I can show notes.
Next bullet. I just want to kind of touch on this quickly. So, book 4 of Legend of Korra is happening right now. They're coming out on Nick's websites on Friday. Apparently, very, very early, because last Friday I was just going around Reddit and I saw like it was like lunchtime and I saw five posts just on r all about the new episode, like what they thought of it and when this happened. I'm like, how's that out already? Oh, right, online. Right.
I saw a still from it, the new Airbender
Oh, the flying
jumpsuit.
squirrel suits?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great, right? Wingsuits. I mean, wingsuits on airbenders makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It basically takes care of the need for the staffs, I think.
The
That's what it
staffs,
is.
you can't fight with the suit.
No, but I mean, it takes the. They don't need the glider portion of the staff.
Right.
Really, because that's what their wingsuit is. Anyway. Now, only one episode has aired so far. Second episode will come out tomorrow. It is 3 years after the end of Book 3. And
Kara is missing.
literally, we just jump there. As in the first episode, you don't get any real fill-in on what happened. I'm sure that's at least some of that is going to happen in other episodes.
Yeah.
It's very good. I mean, I was gonna say there was a little less action in scenes in the first episode, but that's not really true. It was still pretty actiony, but there was also a lot of other stuff going on as well.
It's politics.
And it's not entirely clear what's going on with certain characters. Including Korra herself, who we don't see until the last, I don't know, minute and a half to 2 minutes. Maybe, if even that long. And she gets maybe like three lines at the very end. And then Tonrok, like most of the main characters are in Republic City, as they would be, and they're all excited because Korra is supposed to be coming from the Southern Water Tribe to see them, and then the Southern Water Tribe ship shows up, and Tonrok gets off, and Tenzin greets him and goes, "It's good to see you. Good to have you back in the city." And we're all really excited to see Korra again. And Tonrok's like, "What? Isn't she already here?" And that's when we kind of cut to where is Korra actually. And it's really
Around the
cool.
world
And
is Cora San Diego.
clearly, something, at least internally, is just eating Korra up. And what I really want to mention is the next episode, episode 2, I
Maybe it's the
believe.
fact that she ruined the Avatar.
What? Maybe the fact that what?
She ruined the Avatars.
She didn't ruin them. She just lost connection with the previous ones. And then
Yeah,
she
she ruined
still saved the world. Well, yeah, saved the world. Zaheer was
Means
maybe a little
it.
less world than the other two, but only by a tiny, tiny bit. Like, he would have taken longer, I think. Anyway, the next episode is supposed to be called Korra alone. And she is assumably in the Earth Nation. What?
She's alone.
She's assumably in the Earth Nation wandering around. If you remember, in Book 2, there was a fantastic episode called Zuko Alone, where Zuko, after Zuko and Iroh split, went separate ways, it focused on Zuko and his sort of finding himself adventures in the Earth Kingdom. And it was an excellent episode. It really, really was. So one would think with a name like Korra Alone and she's in the Earth Nation that there's going to be some similarities between the Zuko Alone episode and this one. And
makes sense.
I think it's going to be really great to see kind of what... Probably what we're going to see is what happened... Some of the things that what happened to her, to how the hell did she get wherever she is, and why does nobody know where she is. And then some, you know, character stuff. Because character stuff is big.
Character stuff.
It's also something I noticed, I thought at least, is that, you know, it's been 3 years. In one way or another, everybody else, well, all the people her age or younger, not the adults, the adults all look the same, but, you know, the Team Avatar and the Airbender kids, they all look different, you know, they all look more adult, especially Asami looks very, very different. Her face is drawn very, very different. Yeah. Mako and Bolin are a little more subtle in differences, but they look different. And the Airbender kids, and
the youngest
Kai,
one has hair.
And Kai and Opal, yeah, they all have hair, and they all look older. Oh, you mean the baby, the toddler?
Yeah,
The baby, the infant who's now a toddler. Yeah,
Fart Bender.
No, Milo. Yes, but also they had an infant who's now a toddler. They had a person because Pema gave birth season one.
Fartbender has hair now.
He had hair before. It just was extremely short. Technically, he had hair.
Okay, sorry.
Technically.
Technically, he had hair, but now he has grown out hair.
You know who else has hair now? Jinora, again. You haven't seen season 3 yet. Never mind. Don't worry about it.
She went through a phase.
I keep forgetting you haven't seen season 3. You need to watch season 3. It's fantastic. So you can watch season 4.
I was thinking I was going to do it today, but I just played Shadow of Mordor.
Waste of a day, man.
That wasn't a waste.
What was I going to say? What was I saying before you talked about hair?
Jinora's bald? Wait.
No, everybody looks different, more grown up, but I don't think they drew Korra, and besides the haircut, I don't think they, facially, I don't think she looks any older. And I think that's something to say that she's kind of still living in the past. The 3 years she had been hired on her, she hasn't really gotten past something that happened. Like, maybe she felt like she failed or something.
She did.
I don't think she is drawn looking older as everybody else is. But yeah. It's great, and everybody should watch it. Like, now. Right now.
Right meow.
Right meow. Anyway, that's my thoughts on Book 4. And I look forward to watching the rest of the dozen episodes or so. Okay, Andrew, go.
James Earl Jones is going to make a... How you say... guest appearance?
Or cameo?
Cameo is the word I was looking for. playing Darth Vader in the ABC?
Yes.
Yes, ABC.
Broadcast. Rebels.
And he's gonna introduce the Inquisitor stuff a bit.
Yeah,
and it's going to be red because
it's James Earl Jones. Yeah,
I mean, he's the one who convinced that dude to build that field, the baseball field.
It's like, what? Oh, right, we're not in Star Wars anymore. I forgot.
don't know what else he's done. Oh yeah, Mufasa.
Yes, he was. He's
I
been. He's
forget
done
Mufasa.
a ton of stuff. He's fantastic.
All I
So,
can think of is Mufasa and Field of Dreams.
and Darth Vader, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Goes without saying.
Yeah, apparently in the ABC broadcast of Spark of Rebellion, is that what it's called? They're gonna have an extra scene, sort of more introducing the Inquisitor and featuring Darth Vader, voiced by James Earl Jones, on the ABC broadcast, because Dave Filoni wanted it to have something special for whatever reason. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm gonna see it on the internet anyway.
Yep. All right. That it. Want to move on to games?
Pajama games.
I think these are all Vigima games this time. So, you played A Wolf Among Us, right? Or The
It's
Wolf.
amazing.
Well, people who hate playing things on computer or don't have a computer good enough to play anything, on November 4th, you too can play The Wolf Among Us. Because that is when it will come to retail shelves.
It's amazing.
And it marks the debut of this game on the Vita, the PlayStation 3, the Xbox 360, and the One and the PS4. It's never been on, it's never been digitally available on any of those systems prior to now, I believe.
Yeah, that's weird. You know, the what's it called? Dead, Walking Dead. I think they released it episodically too. It's they're both Telltale.
Yeah, they. It is very strange because when on November 5th, when this releases disc based, also it the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 will also host complete digital iterations as well. So if you have the next gen consoles, you can buy it digitally or on a disc, but not before November 4th.
If you haven't played this and you are one of those people who are weird and don't have it on Steam, just get it.
There are
It's
people out
so
there whose
good.
computer is not good enough to play any games. They exist.
Yeah.
I know you don't. I don't know you don't understand it. It's just impossible in your mind, but they
Glorious
exist.
PC gaming master race.
I hate you. And I hate PC Master Race because it's stupid.
Stupid how
Mega.
true it
It's
is.
mega. No, it's not. Shut up. I hate you. It's a bad. It gives everybody else a bad name. Anyway, I want to move on to the next bullet. So Evolve. That's a game that's coming out.
On PC.
And also on Xbox and PlayStation 4,
Yep.
because they're having a big alpha test, big alpha in quotation marks, because that's what they're calling it, 2K, 2K Games, and it's scheduled to begin October 30th. The closed alpha phase will be available to Xbox One players from October 30th to November 2nd. Well, PlayStation 4 and PC players can access it October 31st to November 2nd. So
Yeah,
some odd reason,
Xbox One.
Xbox One gets another day, an extra day.
And what a glorious day it'll be.
Those interested in participating in the alpha test can register for priority access on Xbox One through 2K's website. And so I assume you also can register for, not Xbox One. Access through 2K's website, which not why does this look like a link and not open? Oh, nope, there it is, 2kgames.com, and you can put in slash evolve. Nope, you can't put in slash evolve. Just put go to 2kgames.com and
I follow the stuff there.
follow the stuff there.
I'm super stoked because it's gonna be so good.
Um,
Don't
they
know what
were
Evolve is. You'd play as four people working together as a team to take on one person who plays like the end game boss.
Were they? I remember seeing ads for it, but were they at like a playable demo at Fan Expo?
Expo? Yep. They're at like pretty much every convention.
I just remember seeing the ads for it. I didn't, except for like Lego Batman 3, I didn't play any of the demos at Fan Expo because the lines were crazy ass long. I think they had a Shadow of Mordor demo that I wanted to play, but the lines were always way too long. They had Destiny demo, lines were way too long. They had the 1888, the hell's that one? The Order? The
Order,
Order.
yeah,
Had that.
1886.
I don't know, whatever the year was. Lines were way too
1886.
long. Far Cry 4, lines were way too long. Like, everything. Every day, it was just crazy long.
I heard there was stuff about Halo, but there wasn't anything. It was
No, there
just Master
was.
Chief.
Oh, as long as I thought there was a Halo thing. Any Xbox,
There was like
whatever.
some promo stuff, but you couldn't play it.
I thought there was.
Otherwise, I would have waited for it.
I think there was, but they had it like extra cordoned off. Like there was the Xbox sort of half open booth thing. Not booth, but sector. And then they had near the back like the black curtains in a square. I'm pretty sure that had Halo in it. That's what I thought. It had something in it. Something big, because it had a big ass
Nope.
line.
I had like a lot of things in there, but I couldn't see anything that said Halo.
But it was, what I mean is, they had like, you could see somebody over there playing like a racing game. You could see this person.
Yeah.
But then also, they had black curtains around some of the TVs. Like, completely around. And I think that's where they were playing Halo. They had the line around the back.
Well, I hope not.
I'm pretty sure they were. Anyway, that's like a month ago, so doesn't even matter right now.
It's important.
You don't yet have a, you don't have speed energy or a TARDIS or a vortex manipulator or, I've forgotten the name. The flux capacitor, what else can take you back in time?
Nichols.
What hole? What?
Nichols.
Oh, wormholes?
Red matter.
Alright, red matter. Forgot about red matter. Everybody was so angry about that. Like, what the fuck's red matter? Where did that suddenly come from? Oh, it was great. I laughed and laughed at the angry people. Anyway, next game's bullet point. Jonathan Sharp has left Guild Wars 2.
Crazy, right?
Yes, that's 100% crazy, 'cause I am very invested in these games.
Can tell by your voice that you're honest.
I have played the first Guild Wars, which I believe he did some work on some of the later things in the original Guild Wars. And then he was, shit, what was he? He's like a project designer or something on Guild Wars 2 from basically day one. He's worked on Guild Wars for like 8 years or something crazy.
Yeah, I'd want to leave too.
But he had. He didn't say where he was going, but it was announced that he was leaving to go to a better opportunity somewhere else, or a different opportunity somewhere else. But we don't know where. It wasn't said.
Kind of rude to say a better opportunity.
That's why I think it meant as well. But it wasn't. He wasn't the one who said better opportunity. He was act or who explained that he was that wasn't fired. He was going to another opportunity somewhere else. It was actually the company, and then he also tacked on a personal sort of farewell to the community. Because this was, I believe, on the forums somewhere.
Sense.
So, Jonathan Sharp has left whatever company that is that does Guild Wars 2. ArenaNet? Is it ArenaNet? Yeah, that one. So, that's a terrible day for all of you who may play that game, because I'm not one of them. Let's go on to Your bullet, Andrew.
What? Bullet! Super Smash Bros. For Wii U has a release date. Actual release date, not just like end of the year-ish.
Yeah, this is end of the year-ish.
And it's interesting because it's coming out for in November, coming out November 21st in North America and Europe. But in Japan, coming out December 5th.
Are you sure? Because that is not what you have written here.
That is not what I have written.
That's
Because
not how
what
I
wrong?
read. Unless you did not copy and paste the whole sentence.
I did not write it right. You are right.
The words are in the notes. This is 21st in North America and the 5th in Europe.
Yeah, it's wrong.
So what you wrote is wrong, or what you just said is wrong?
What I wrote is wrong.
Oh, then that is very strange. Because I was like, this is not that strange. I mean, Japan probably still has it first, and then North America, and then Europe just sucks. Gets it last.
Yeah, well, Japan gets it last.
That is very strange.
Unheard of.
It is actually completely unheard of for a
Probably some
Japanese
cultural
company.
thing. Probably like some kind of holiday or something. I don't know. I don't understand the Japanese market even a
I
little bit.
don't think that would limit a release date if it was a
Probably
holiday.
would.
No, I
Japan
mean,
man.
I know in. Well, I think that's actually in China. In China, for most of February, they basically shut down the factories because for Chinese New Year,
Yeah.
basically nobody does any work
That
for
was one of the
Chinese New Year.
reasons that Microsoft kind of replanned their release date for the Xbox One. They're like, oh snap, there's a holiday here.
Something I backed on Kickstarter. It might have been one of my board games that I got, which was like three. I got three board games off Kickstarter a couple years ago. One of which, I mean, I just got the last one like yesterday. But one of them was like, oh no, I think it was actually the ring. It was the NFC ring, who was like, oh shit, guys. Our release date did not take into account Chinese New Year, where the factories just don't do anything. So it's gonna go back by like a month. Think it was the
Which works out
NFC
for
ring.
me, because I got ring.
You did. You got my extra one because they sent everybody an extra one because they had a bunch of problems production-wise. So, it comes out in North America. Smash Brothers for the Wii U comes out in North America and Europe, November 21st. And then December 5th in Japan. Yes? Okay. That is interesting. I don't have a Wii U, and I certainly won't have the money for a Wii U by November 21st, so I won't be
Probably
getting
also won't, but I know people who will, so
You know people with who already have a Wii U
yes.
and will be getting Smash Brothers
Yep.
because they decided to get it for Wii U and not 3DS because then they would have to buy one copy to both play. We talked about
Which
this on your
is
birthday.
pretty smart. I just want both because I want to play it all
Because
the
you're
time.
greedy. Greedy.
May or may not be playing it right now.
Well, you're usually playing something. Destiny or Smash Brothers or, I don't know, Battlefront. How's your circle pad doing?
Good.
You haven't broken it?
Not showing no breaking.
So apparently there have been some problems with that, both in
Yeah.
Japan and now in North America too.
I think it's just people being stupid, though.
Probably.
Like the whole iPhone bending thing. Like if you do this, then yeah, of course it's gonna break.
Didn't the whole iPhone bending thing, there was like six phones or something who did it. That
Yeah.
did it. It was a very, very low number, but it just blew up. So everybody thought like, oh my God, if I don't like leave it flying flat and pristine, it will bend. I was like,
Yeah, and then
well,
all the
no.
people are like, I need to test and see how bendy it is at the store, and they'll just bend it in the store.
People, did go to the store just with the intention of trying to bend them.
Like, wow, people.
Yeah,
Wow.
people are terrible.
When you try and break things, They will
They break.
probably break.
Imagine
Crazy.
that. Yeah.
Imagine that.
That's unheard of.
Yeah. Just
All
'cause
right.
Apple.
Let's. Last bullet in the games.
Dragon Age
Dragon
Origins. Free. Till 15th of October on Origin.
If you know you want to use Origin. Because you can get
Oh,
Dragon
if
Age
you want to.
Origins not free on Steam. That's the one
Yes.
you can get on Steam. You can't get the other ones. On Steam, Dragon Age 2 is only Origin, I believe.
But if you're desperate enough, just to want a free game, this should be the game because it's amazing.
I haven't played it. I got it on the last Steam sale. I still haven't gotten around to playing it. But I haven't gotten around to playing most of those games that I got. I played some Assassin's Creed and some Far. No, it's not Far Cry. Just Cause.
You got it just 'cause?
No, I got Just Cause because Just Cause is supposed to be awesome.
Just 'cause?
No, not Just Cause. Just Cause.
Just
Anyway.
'cause.
So Dragon Age Origins free on Origin. It's the free game of the month-ish. Or couple of months-ish.
Yeah, what do they call that? Like the complimentary or game on the
It's,
house?
yeah, I think it's on the house. Something stupid.
Yeah.
It's something stupid. But it doesn't surprise him since it's Origin and EA.
He's saying, love us. Fez, love us.
Mean, it is because they have to garner the most good, as much goodwill as they can because they fuck up all the time.
They lost, or won, I guess. The most, or the worst.
Yeah, they won the worst
Worst company in America.
as voted by the community, I
Yeah,
think.
twice.
Yeah,
2 years in a
2
row,
years in
but
a row.
this year. They got knocked out pretty early.
Which is too bad. No hat trick, worst company in America for EA. Damn, I'm
Hat
really
trick.
hoping. Okay, we'll move on to the comics. So this first one I is just ridiculous. I mean, they've done ridiculous ones before, but even this is even more ridiculous. So,
What was that one with, like, oh yeah, the Bride of Cthulhu thing?
oh, that was Sabrina, yeah.
Yeah, that's the same
It's the same company. It's
comic.
Archie Comics. Yeah, Archie Comics runs the Sabrina comics. Yeah, so
Think that one is the weird
that is
weirdest
probably the
by far.
weirdest one. I was specifically, however, talking about Archie. Archie has done some weird ones, not just the Archie Comics company, but Archie specifically. So, Archie Comics and Dark Horse Comics are proud, apparently, to bring you Spring 2015's hottest crossover, Archie meets Predator. Yes, that Predator. If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Please, we can kill it.
That's kind of where I was waiting for you to start singing. Stop shaving, you don't have a beard.
In the show notes, probably.
So, Archie and his friends hit Costa Rica for spring break, and where I'm just gonna read straight off the press release. Archie and his friends hit Costa Rica for spring break, where party and beach games soon get replaced by the most dangerous game. What mysterious attraction does the gang hold for the trophy collecting predator? And will the kids even realize they're in danger before it claims them all? So, for some reason or another, they go down to Costa Rica. Predator's there, and he decides, you know what, I'm gonna hunt those guys.
Heard a lot about this Archie guy with a
somehow,
great trophy.
somehow, they have to deal with it. I guess.
Gotta add Jughead to my head collection.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I just.
Sounds like the greatest movie ever.
Kind of does, but it also sounds like a terrible movie that is fantastic to see.
Greatest terrible movie yeah, ever
conceived. Exactly.
But it's going to be a comic book, so. Yeah.
Greatest terrible comic book ever conceived.
Well, I don't know. I really want to see that Sabrina, how that works out.
I assumed that was just the end of that particular like run of Sabrina.
That'd be the best ending.
When you summon Cthulhu, you're done. I don't think there's any way you can go from there. I think you're done.
That's very true.
I think the world maybe ends.
Sabrina meets Cthulhu.
Oh, that would be obnoxious. Yeah. Alright, let's stay in Archie Comics Company.
Because why not?
Because why not? This one's a little less ridiculous. They have done actually something similar to this in the past. I don't remember what year. I'm trying to find if they say what year the other one. No, they don't say the year. In the past, they did Worlds Collide, where Sonic and the worlds of Sonic and the world of Mega Man collided. In spring. Is it spring? Or did they just say nope? Spring of 2015, Sonic and Mega Man are back in a crossover again called Worlds Unite. Now, they don't. It'll be talked about more in New York Comic Con this weekend, which is it started today, Thursday the 9th, and it goes till Sunday. But it will be written by Patrick Spaziante, who writes a fair amount of these comics. If you're a fan of this company, you know the name, probably. But it just kind of sounds awesome to me. Sonic and Mega Man in a crossover comic. And it's not Smash Brothers, Andrew.
I couldn't see Wily and Robotnik teaming up. I could see them fighting. I wouldn't see them working with each other.
Maybe the worlds are united against an outward. Maybe they're it's Archie Galactus, or something.
Like Archie World Galactus, or just Galactus
that is literally Archie. No, I just mean like Archie Comics Universe Galactus, but Galactus that is literally Archie would do good too. I'd be okay with that.
I consume worlds.
And then I give part to Betty, but what about Veronica? Oh, God.
I can't decide.
I can't decide. Oh, Archie. The worst. All right. Last in comics, and something that I think is fantastic, Dynamite Entertainment has got the licensing deal to make James Bond comics. This is an extremely long article, so I'm going to paraphrase some of the most important things and leave out all these quotes from different CEOs of different companies. So, they have struck a deal or a partnership with Ian Fleming Publications Limited, who obviously owns the copyright of the Ian Fleming works, which, lo and behold, the 14 James Bond books. So they were granted worldwide rights to publish comic books, digital comics, and graphic novels starring 007.
It'll be kind of cool.
So they plan to do some of sort of like the movie ones or the book ones, like take stories that happened in the books or the movies and redo them in comic form, but also they plan to create a series of brand new adventures, sort of revealing for mostly the first time the early years of his career, because they're kind of, I mean, glossed over. In the first book, Casino Royale, he's already working, he's already 007, he's already working for MI6, I believe. If, I mean, I could be wrong, but he's very, he's not like new. He's been doing what he's been doing for a while. So there's a lot of stuff that maybe gets hinted at, or maybe he talks a little bit about in the books.
Gotta go with your basic.
But there's just years of James Bond's career that when he wasn't, you know, expert fucking spy James Bond, when he was, like, learning how to do things James Bond, that just completely undefined. And Dynamite's going to do that in comic book form.
I like to figure he was just born as Sean Connery.
He's just born as... Well, I can tell you that he was not born as Sean Connery. Because James Bond was originally 100% British until Sean Connery got cast as James Bond. And Ian Fleming was like, "You're perfect. James Bond is now half Scottish." Done. Like, that's legitimately true. He changed James Bond to half Scottish, half English, because Sean Connery's half Scottish. Or maybe full Scottish.
I'm sure he's full Scottish.
But... So he changed James Bond because James Bond has to still be half English because he has to love England and not hate England, like, you know, most Scottish people do. So he changed him half Scottish to make him
in Scotland.
He made him half Scottish so that it's not ridiculous that Sean Connery in his crazy thick Scottish accent is playing James Bond, because he just loved him as James Bond so much. He thought he was perfect.
So I never knew that, and I love that I know that now.
He changed James Bond's origin for Sean Connery.
This is the best I've ever heard.
It is. It is probably my favorite factoid about James Bond. It's also one of very few factoids I know about James Bond off the top of my head. It may be, it may be the only one besides, "Hey, it was written by Ian Fleming." Oh, and there was another one where he wrote like a villain or something. At sharing the name of the last name, maybe, or something, of just somebody in his town who he really didn't like, and then they complained.
Oh, yeah.
And then he sort of, like, changed something and just made it worse. And I was like, "Okay, there, is that better?" And the guy, and basically, he just, like, "It's gonna keep getting worse if you keep coming after me for it, so you just should shut the hell up." Just Ian Fleming was like, "Get off my back. I don't give a damn what you have to say." Because Ian Fleming was apparently a total badass. Which...
I know this story, I just can't remember who it was.
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm pretty sure I have told you this story. I just can't remember it, though.
On, what's it called?
I don't know.
Name drop.
Name drop? Good job, Brain?
That's it.
I was going to say, because I'm pretty sure Colin loves James Bond. Is he Colin?
Yeah, it was on Good Job, Brain.
That's probably why I remember talking about it at your house then. That would make sense. Because I thought I might have heard it on the morning stream, name drop, because Brian Ibbett also loves James Bond. Like, super fan of James Bond. I think that's why I've probably heard the name change one. It was probably from Brian Ibbett, because he's a huge James Bond fan. Movies, books, loves it all. Anyway. So, Dynamite will hopefully soon begin publishing James Bond stories, both original and just sort of comicized movie stories. So that'll be awesome, because James Bond is awesome and Dynamite Entertainment is awesome. Thumbs up. Alright, so that is all we got for now. I assume we'll probably have more than this next week due to New York Comic Con happening.
NYCC!
As we speak.
Brat.
Are you really just saying brat? Wow. Yep.
I can't do the...
That's because you're super white. So stop right now. If you, for some odd reason, want to, you can find us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, D-U-D-7-5.
I'm at Dupe, D-U-P-3. That's a 3, not an E.
Because it's lead?
Because I am the leadest there is.
Ugh, no you're not. You're far and away not lead. And you can also find the show on Twitter at Gweekly News, GweeklyNews. We have a website, and that website is GweeklyNews.com. On the website, you can find the show notes, you can find some blog entries, some reviews, the cosplay corners, that I'm assuming, Andrew, are still happening.
Still slowly, but yes.
Slowly, but yes. And you can also find the link to the subscribe via RSS and the link to subscribe via iTunes. If you do like to use the iTunes machine, we would really appreciate a rating and review.
If you don't, just make an account. Give us 5 stars. Tell your family to do the same. Friends do.
It is free to make an account, technically. It doesn't cost you any money to make an account.
It happens in minutes. Minutes, I say.
It's been a long time since I made my iTunes account. Is it that fast?
I don't know.
It's probably that fast. It's probably like email, name, email, password. Okay, you're good. And if you want to email us and tell us how terrible we are, or how fantastic we are, or how we got this one thing wrong or something, you can email us any of those things.
Please read something wrong.
and any of those things and anything else you want to email us at feedback@gweeklynews.com.
Or leave a comment directly on our
Episodes. Yes, on the website. I forgot to mention the comment form.
Good catch. Got a comment recently from Rachel correcting our Sims.
Your Sims?
Last week.
Why didn't you put in the notes, man? Did you forget about it?
I didn't forget about it. I was just didn't put the dates because I didn't find them.
Yeah. Well.
Rachel knew. So just asked her. Resident Sims expert.
Yeah, she is. And if you don't like Twitter and you don't like emailing, but for some odd reason you do like Facebook, you can find us there too. At facebook.com/weeklynews. And, you know, you can try to contact us there, because we totally will check that and I believe probably get emails about it when somebody writes
about it. All sorts of notifications and things.
Yeah, we do.
Also, we like that likes number.
Likes are good. Everybody likes likes.
Yeah, it helps our egos. I don't know about Simon's ego. I guess I won't speak for his ego.
You probably need all the extra ego bonuses you can get. Any boosts?
I do.
Any boosts?
I'll take
you can
anything.
Get. All right. That is all we have for this week. Thank you very much for listening.
And I have one more news.
Oh, do
or
you?
One more item. Housekeeping.
You got it right in the wire. Sure. If it's something we do wrong, absolutely.
I don't know. The Extra Life.
Yes. Oh, yes. I did forget about that.
We have something up on our site soon.
Soon.
With a link and some more information about what's going down and whatever. But if you don't want to wait that long and you just have to like donate now or join our team, you can search us up. Our team is Gweekly News on The Extra Life.
And yes, you can feel free to donate to either or both of us or join the team if you want to do Extra Life as well and raise money.
How it works with the hospitals that you donate to, I think that
I don't think it really matters.
By person or team.
I think it goes by person, because each person chooses the hospital that they particular that their money will go to.
Right.
I don't think,
I couldn't remember if it was team or person
it's
specific.
person, because I chose, well, I don't know what hospital did you choose? Just out of
Master.
curiosity. McMaster? I
Yeah.
also chose McMaster, which is strange, because it took me
That's the
forever to
most
do it.
relevant to us, I think.
Hmm?
Most relevant to us.
Well, there's also the one in London. London's not that far. I mean, London's not any farther than McMaster, really.
I just know more people who've been to McMaster.
I did choose McMaster because my cousin, who was a nurse, went to McMaster for nursing. That is exactly why I chose McMaster. So yes, we did actually just completely unrelatedly or unknowingly choose the same hospital.
That's funny.
Which took me, it was really difficult for some other reason. Every time I would choose McMaster and then I click next, and when it was like, okay, make sure all this information is correct, it would choose one in Manitoba. I was like, what? That's not what I clicked. I'd go back, I'd do it
Yeah, it did
again,
the same for me too.
Manitoba. But I was like, what? What is happening?
I had to
It took me,
contact their support.
yeah, it took me like four tries, but then it finally said confirmation McMaster, and I was like, yep, that's the one I want. Ugh. I'm glad it wasn't only me. I'm glad it screwed up for you too, because that makes me feel better. I didn't fuck it up. It was the website.
It was 100% the website.
All right. So yes, you can donate to us or join our team, because it's for a good cause. Now, I believe that is actually all we have for this week. Yes, Andrew, I can finish it. You're not gonna cut me off again.
You can finish it.
So again, thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with our random bullcrap, and we will hopefully see you next week.
Until next time.
That's it. Until next time.
Got nothing.
Well, that's disappointing, Andrew. I'm terribly disappointed in you.
Give me a comment. That's what our game will be. What's my sign off?
Give
Please give me
Andrew
a sign
a
off.
sign off. Either email, through Facebook or Twitter, give Andrew a good sign off.
Preferably through a 5-star iTunes rating review.
All right. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.